Okay, Cosmos continuation. Then I am asking this question. Why would the government or would one want to keep that information from us, hide this whole reality for us? I mean, especially, okay, if there are beings coming here who are extraterrestrials and who mutilate our cows and maybe do something similar to us, then that is, of course, a reason for fear. And that's what we hear, that this is why they keep it from us, to not start some panic. And of course I can understand that if this would be completely accepted, and if we were told and taught the truth about it so that everyone can accept this as part of our reality, then our universe, our whole, everything would change. Right? And again, this may be a protective means to not cause panic, but it may also be out of panic from others who realize, as we spoke about before, that, you know, those in power positions intellectually, for instance, their entire science will be challenged. And there are, I mean, powerful structures up there in the academic world and so on, and they are connected to business and military interests as well, dripping down the line through society. So that may be a reason, because if you just break up this entire worldview that we have now, the cosmos that people think themselves living in now would change into a different cosmos. Or as we speak about here, with different dimensions and lokas and all of that, that's the greatest shift that we have been going through here on Earth since, I don't know, since Galileo or something. But of course, actually, if you just go back 100 years, or what to speak of 200 years, it wouldn't be much of a shift, because then people had this understanding that, yes, there is heaven and there is earth and there is hell. You know, there are different realms and different beings, and you should follow the angels, not the little other ones run around trying to bewilder us. So it's not really such a huge shift, but in our modern materialistic age, it is a huge shift that can be conceived as that, which some find threatening. And I would say mainly because then their jobs and their positions and their prestige and, you know, their Nobel Prizes and all that would you know, all that which they are being so highly respected by and for would show to have been false, mistaken. I mean, what a blow to your ego and to your entire social role. People, you know, you go to the next cocktail party and they come up and they joke about you. Oh, they proved you wrong, that everything you did in your life was wrong. How do you feel about that? You know, and everyone laughs at you. So, I mean, there could be very basic things like that, but on a very, very high level. But also, as some say, yes, business and military. because here we see, and you know, this is how tech-minded modern men function, that, oh, they have technology that is far superior to our technology, so, ooh, we need that. Let's not our enemies take it. So, you know, when there are these UFOs crashing or whatever, or some or other, their technology can be studied. Or by direct communication with them. Then we keep it to ourselves, you know, within our high security clearance, top level inner circle. That's also a very natural response in this kind of, with this kind of mentality that we find today among humans on that level, especially in certain countries.
But I think people are ready for the truth. So I'm heading to Washington.